Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been 3 days since voting ended in the 2022 midterms. Some races still too close to call. Others will end in runoffs. As voters wait for those results, they're also thinking about what the election means to them and whether they believe their needs will be met by the officials who are going to represent them. So we decided to check in with a few voters we've spoken to in the past, starting with Katherine Johnson, who joins us from West Lebanon, New Hampshire. Katherine was a lifelong Republican. Her father, William, led the GOP in New Hampshire and eventually became a state judge. She left the party as Donald Trump came to power, and she told us in 2020 that he'd, quote, stolen the soul of the party. Katherine, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me back.
So the week before the midterms, you were worried about the direction the country was taking. You talked about abortion rights. You were talked about Social Security. How do you feel now that the midterms are mostly over?
Well, I think, you know, there's still races to decide, and I still have hope that the Senate will retain control over the Democrats, but I'm still worried.
So in your state, New Hampshire, incumbent Democrat Chris Pappas beat election denier Carolyn Leavitt in her bid for Congress. Senator Maggie Hassan won re-election over another election denier as well. And at the same time, Republican governor and Trump supporter Chris Sununu cruised to a pretty easy victory. What do you think of all that?
Well, being a New Hampshire resident, I actually respect Governor Sununu and how he handles the state of New Hampshire, particularly how he handled COVID. So I feel like he is a more moderate Republican, which is why I think he did well opposed to the other candidates that were so far to the right.
Were you surprised by the results? Many political analysts were.
I wasn't surprised. I think that, you know, down ballot, they were just so far to the right. You know, things like eliminating Social Security and Medicare and a complete ban on abortions.
So looking nationwide with the Republicans doing much worse than many expected, with Democrats doing better than most people expected, what has you still concerned?
Well, I think that if the Republicans, and it looks like they're going to take control of the House, I have a feeling that they're going to try to get a lot of their far-right agenda passed. I think it's going to make it more difficult for President Biden to get the work done that he's trying to do for the citizens of our country. But I think it was a really good day for all of us that so many election deniers lost their bids for their races.
So have you considered in the past 2 years at any point going back to the GOP?
I think I can honestly say I will never go back to the GOP. It's not the party that my father was a part of. It's not the party that I was a part of. Donald Trump has way too much control still of the Republican Party. And it's just all about putting people down, eviscerating them if they don't agree with what he feels, and the election deniers. And January 6th, I mean, there was one Republican that said if he didn't know, he would have thought it was just another day at the Capitol. I mean, I can't get on board with people who are so blind to what's right in front of their face.
That's Katherine Johnson, who voted in New Hampshire. Katherine, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me back.
And now we go to Hemp Hill, Kentucky, where residents are still recovering from the tragic August floods that devastated the region. Gwen Johnson, no relation to the previous Katherine Johnson, she was born and raised there, and she chairs the Hemp Hill Community Center. Gwen, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you.
You live in an eastern Kentucky part of Appalachia, coal country. What does the recovery look like now? What do you still need to see to get back to your life?
Well, we still have a lot of problems with water in the area. We don't have broadband here anyway, so we have, you know, a lot of trouble with internet service. But folks are just trying to put their houses back together. They've torn out walls and floors and tried to get things dried out. And now we've kind of graduated from Vienna sausage and hand sanitizer to needing building supplies.
Yeah. What has this election been about for you? For jobs in coal country? About the opioid epidemic? What?
All the above. You know, we've had over 100-year mono economy, and I want to see our economy diversified. So I was interested in things like the legalization of marijuana in Kentucky, because I think that will produce jobs and help our economy tremendously. And the opioid crisis has been so horrendous here that a lot of people had lost their voting rights. And then the voting rights have just been restored to many, many people. And we've been trying to run a campaign here at the community center and found that many people who thought they still couldn't vote had new status in that they could vote.
And marijuana, did that pass?
No. It was not even on the ballot, but Charles Booker, that was part of his platform. And I was really interested in what would happen in the race between he and Rand Paul.
Oh, for Senator Rand Paul was reelected.
Yes, he prevailed. You know, I just keep hoping on the marijuana thing because it's being grown anyway. And I just believe we could capitalize on that instead of it being kind of an underground thing.
Yeah. And real quick, Gwen, are you optimistic about where the country's going?
No. I'm really worried, but, you know, I continue to try to be optimistic and to try to find some light at the end of the tunnel. But presently in this flood recovery and all this, it's kind of hard right here to be optimistic.
Gwen Johnson lives and votes in Eastern Kentucky. Gwen, our best to you and your family, and thanks again for the time.
Thank you.
And now to Ohio, one of the areas that did experience a kind of red wave. Trump-backed Senate candidate and political newcomer J.D. Vance beat Democrat Tim Ryan for the state's contested Senate seat, and Republican Mike DeWine beat Democrat Nan Whaley in the gubernatorial race. Union member and pipefitter Zach Menke supported President Trump in the last election, and we want to check in with him and see how he's feeling today. Hi there, Zach.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So 4 days after the election, do you feel like you got the results you wanted, both in your state and in the country?
Yeah, look, I feel like the state, we did see a preferred outcome. I think nationally, it could have been a little bit better for conservatives. But overall, I'm feeling good about how the midterms went.
What about your thoughts? In 2020, you said one of your biggest issues was abortion. You said you couldn't vote for a candidate who supported abortion rights. How do you feel about that issue and the developments that have happened since 2020?
I really feel like we've seen some good progress from a pro-life conservative perspective. We've seen a lot of good candidates from both sides come out and become a little bit more proactive and vocal about the pro-life stance. So I think the candidates that we've got and the candidates that that came through the midterms, from my perspective on a pro-life stance, are very strong, and we can't be more pleased about that.
So nationwide, at least, we know that support for abortion rights drove a lot of people to the polls. And the other one was the question of democracy. Now, J.D. Vance has been an election denier. Did that concern you as you went to the polls?
No. You know, there's some things that I really take, put a lot of credit in, and some things that you just got to sift through and weigh out the importance of the issues. And I think the few things that he stood for that were important to me far outweighed some of the other things that, you know, were more minor issues in my mind. So naturally, I think with every candidate, you're never going to get a perfect candidate. And I think that there were some things that I'm not crazy about, but the things that are really important to me are what drove me to vote the way I did this year. So
how do you feel about the future of the country moving forward? Do you feel like it's moving in the right direction at this point?
I do. I tend to be a little bit of an optimist, which seems to be a little bit harder these days. But I feel like there's a lot of people stepping up and coming to the polls that probably haven't been there before, that feel strongly about the direction of the country. And I don't feel like it's going in a great direction currently, but I'm very optimistic about the future, and I'm very optimistic about some of the candidates that are coming up and what we have to look forward to in the next election.
Zach Menke is speaking to us from Lima, Ohio. Zach, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Les. Appreciate it.
We've also talked to Katherine Johnson from Lebanon, New Hampshire, and Gwen Johnson, no relation, from Hemp Hill, Eastern Kentucky.